여러분 안녕하십니까?
Hello everyone.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 문안드립니다.
Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ.
감사합니다.
Yes, thank you.
성락교회의
I am Pastor Gi-Tan Lee of Seongnak Church.
오늘 말씀 방금 보신 대로
As you may have seen already, the title today is What is Sin?
제가 어떤 분에게 편지를 쓴 적이
I once wrote a letter to someone in order to evangelize him.
그 내용 중에
And the letter's content was mostly saying, you are a sinner. Later, I found out that he was quite offended after reading my letter. He was offended because I called him a sinner. And of course, no person would be happy to hear that. But in his instance, he was greatly offended by it. Not long before receiving my letter, he had gone through a divorce. For a long time, he and his wife had a hard time, although they did earn a fair amount of money, but they divorced. When I wrote to him, I had no knowledge of that, but he thought, I was criticizing him about his divorce.
그런데,
However,
이혼했다고 해서, 교회 나올 자격이 없구나.
Just because a person is divorced does not deprive him of his right to come to church, nor does it make him a worse sinner than others. The reason I said he was a sinner was not because he had committed something wrong. If we were to pick on every wrongdoing and expose it, no one would be able to say to anyone, you are a sinner. Even if you might think you are innocent and sinless in your own eyes, person more righteous than you will still see. See you as a sinner. Even person more, that person more righteous, the more and more righteous person are the same as a sinner. In this sense, it is a very subjective way of judging a person as a sinner. While such judgment is subjective, whose subjective judgment is the most important? It is God's. In the eyes of God, he is a sinner. Thus, when I wrote to him, declaring he was a sinner, it wasn't about expressing my personal viewpoint, such as, in my point of view, you are a sinner. Divorce is wrong. Instead, I was telling him, you are a sinner before God. A sinner before God. This is a serious matter. Because if we are sinners before God, we cannot go before God. We cannot meet God. God Himself is pure and holy and perfect. Therefore, He cannot meet sinners at all. Sinners won't be able to go before his presence. In the old days, sinners were not allowed to stand before the king. If anyone had to meet the king, the individual sins had to be pardoned first. Moreover, since the commoner could not meet the king, they had to be given an office. If the king has to meet a man deserving of death, he first needs to pardon the man of his trespass, appoint him into office, and then clothe him appropriately for the meeting. It was impossible for a lowly sinner to directly face the king in the same space. How then could we, utterly lowly sinners, possibly meet with God? It is impossible. So, what happens next? We are unable to receive the good things God intends for us. The purpose of our faith life is actually this, striving to receive the good things God has. This is also God's will. God is full of virtue. If He has anything good, He wants to share it with us. Though we are sinners, He wants to share them with us. This is God's nature. It's very different to man's nature, isn't it? When a person has something good, he wants it all to himself. If he is willing to share it, it would be only his family or close friends. People don't want to share it with others they don't know. But with our God, whatever good thing he has, he wants to give us. Even to sinners. However, sinners are inherently unable to meet God and therefore are unable to receive what He offers. There are many things God gives. While we are living on earth, we can receive various kinds of health and abundance from God. But more important than them is God's life. The life that God has is called eternal life. Eternal life belongs to God. That's what we needed to receive. Yet, sinners cannot. They cannot receive the eternal life God is giving them. This is the greatest problem. If we fail to receive eternal life and depart this world, where does our spirit go? It will face eternal death. When we think of death, we think it is the end. However, the spirit doesn't disappear. So, eternal death means the spirit suffering in hell, the lake of fire. Hence, God called us in order that we don't perish in this way, but have eternal life. To receive that, we first have to realize we are sinners. That was why I wrote to Him, "You are a sinner." However, He took it the wrong way. He was offended by it. And although our relationship has been mended, he still doesn't have faith. Later on, he said, "Is there anyone who doesn't sin?" But when I say sinner right now, I'm not saying that one is a sinner because he committed a sin. Even if he didn't commit sins, he is a sinner. Anyone separated from God is a sinner. So when you come before God and go to church, there is a first condition before you can lead your faith life. This condition is that you admit, "I am a sinner." Anyone that says, "I'm righteous and like nothing," will not be able to meet God. Regardless of how zealous he might go to church, he can't meet God. First, you must acknowledge, "I'm a sinner." I'm not saying you should be confessing every single sin you committed. I mean, you are a sinner before God. You are a sinner who has no right to receive anything God is giving, who has no right to meet God. What is the reason that you are a sinner? It is not because you sinned, but because the first man, the maid, sinned and betrayed God. Therefore, every born thereafter who belonged to Him is all sinner. All the people born in North Korea are Northern Korea, regardless of their kindness. No matter how virtuous their lives are, they can't live in South Korea. Sinners means someone who cannot meet with God.
근데 하나님은
Yet,
만나고자 해요.
God wants to meet
생명을
us.
주고자
He
하십니다.
aims to give us life.
이 삶이 왜 나에게 주어졌을까?
Why has this
삶의
life been
의미가
granted
무엇인가?
to me? What is the meaning of life?
앞으로 어떻게 살아가야 되나?
How should I live from now on?
해답을 주시는 분이
God holds the
하나님이신데,
answers to all these
그
questions.
해답을 얻기 위해서
to obtain these
하나님을
answers,
만나야 됩니다.
we must meet
네,
God.
그러려면 먼저
For that,
나는 죄인입니다.
we must first acknowledge, I am a sinner, and go before 네. Him.
근데 나는 죄인입니다 하고 어떤 사람이
However,
나갔어요.
imagine a person approaching God, admitting I'm a sinner. How would God respond to that?
두 번째를 잘 들으셔야 돼요.
You should listen carefully to the second step.
나가면요,
If you just say I'm a sinner and go before
분이세요.
God, you, the sinner, would need to be punished. Because God is righteous and just. The wages of
죽음뿐입니다.
sin is death. There is only death.
그
Therefore, you must know what comes next.
사망 이르는 것을 원하지 않으시기 때문에
God doesn't want us to be in death, which is why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, the Word done by Jesus Christ, the beloved Son of God, when He came, was that He took up your sins. Why did the Son of God suffer and die on the cross?
하나님이 사랑한다는 분이 왜
He is the beloved of God. So why did he have to face such a wretch and be crucified? It wasn't for his own sins. Remember, we just said we are sinners. He carried the price of our sins and was crucified for them. People think he was a sinner. Yet, it was not his sins, but ours. As a matter of fact, thus, Jesus' death penalty was for our sins, which he carried and died. That's what you need to acknowledge. Jesus' death took place 2,000 years ago, but you may have two different approaches to it. One approach is that you don't believe Jesus is God's son, and that it was of his own sins he was condemned and died.
입장을 취하실 수도 있고요. 다른 한쪽은 예수는 하나님.
The other approach is this. Jesus is God's son, but he was given the death sentence. Why?
그가 짊어지고 죽은 죄는
The sin he bore and died was not his own but mine.
그래서
Thus,
하나님 앞에서 내가
If you confess to God, I'm a sinner,
그 말은
you are saying
예수는 죄가 없습니다.
Jesus is without sin. Otherwise, if you say, I'm not a sinner, you are in turn saying Jesus is a sinner. It's one or the other. It's either that Jesus is a sinner or I am.
He died because of sin.
But if you claim not to be a sinner, you are making Jesus a sinner. But if you confess you are a sinner, he died being without sin.
우리 하나님께서는 이미 결정을 내리셨어요.
Our God has already made the decision. Jesus is without sin. So he raised Jesus from the dead 3 days later. Even though man killed him, God proved that he was sinless. But if we still say, I'm without sin, we make God's judgment wrong and that he is a liar.
주장하는 꼴이 돼요. 하나님, 당신은 거짓말쟁이입니다.
How can God meet with someone who says to him, God, you are a liar, you are wrong? How can God even communicate with such a person who despises God? God already proved that Jesus is without sin and that He died for our sins, and thus He raised Him from the dead. Yet, if we claim to be without sin, we are making God out to be a liar. So how can we have any fellowship with Him? Then how can we receive anything God is trying to give us? Therefore, the first step to meeting God is
나는 죄인입니다.
Admitting this, I am a sinner. Jesus is without sin. Christians are those who testify Jesus' innocence. The world accuses Jesus as a sinner and makes up rumors of what he didn't even do.
예수가 하지 않은 일까지 만들어 가지고 막 소문을 날립니다.
Some people even say that Jesus has a secret child somewhere living in the world. They make up these stories. And many people have misunderstandings of Jesus as a result. But we, Christians, are those who clarify these misunderstandings and advocate for Jesus. Why? Because we have recognized the truth that Jesus is righteous, and as a result, we have obtained eternal life. Furthermore, we receive the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, possess God's happiness, receive answers to prayers, and get to use all the heavenly resources. We have such amazing experiences, which is why we can boldly testify. Jesus is without sin. He died for my sin. Jesus did not deserve such a fate. You now probably understand the meaning of confessing, "I am a sinner." This is not something to be ashamed of before God. To confess you are a sinner before God is something that actually pleases God. Why? Because you are acknowledging that Jesus is without sin and standing by God's side. You must confess this. I am a sinner. Thank you for sending your Son to redeem me from all my sins, to pay the price of my sin. God, I desire to meet you. I no longer want to just hear about you through others. I want to actually meet God. Please inspire me, God. Pray in this way. When you pray, God will not only give you intellectual understanding, but will truly meet you. You should meet God. For that, you must understand that you, not Jesus, are the sinner. It is you who should face death and eternal destruction, not Jesus. However, Jesus died. Because of this, you no longer face eternal punishment. This is what we give thanks for. We are no longer sinners who are to perish. We are sinners who receive the grace. Sinners who receive the grace. People inside the church are not just the good people. The church is not a gathering of saintly people. The church is not an assembly of noble people. Don't be mistaken. The church is where sinners gather. Those who acknowledge they are sinners and surrendered gather in the church. The church is a place where sinners who receive the grace come together. So everyone, even if you haven't received the grace yet, confess, "I am a sinner," and receive grace so that you will be sinners who have received the grace. I bless you in Jesus' name. God will accept you as His children. He will no longer treat you as sinners. I will pray. Father God, I pray for those who are here. If anyone hasn't met God yet, if anyone wants to receive God's eternal life but doesn't know how to have them, to confess that our God sent Jesus Christ to pay the price of all our sins, and that Jesus is without sin. Have them to confess that the sin He died with is theirs. Have them also to receive the Lord's grace and to live a new life. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.